Penguin Random House Audio presents The Shadowland by Elizabeth Kostova. Read for you by Barry Krynick, Fred Berman, Barbara Caruso, and George Guidall. Do as you like. Whatever suits you best. I will bury him myself. Sophocles, Antigone. This book is a train with many cars. The old kind, moving clumsily along a track at night. One car contains a small supply of coal, which spills out into the passageway when an internal door is opened. You have to step over piles of slippery black grit to get through the corridor. Another car contains grain, shipped for export. One car is full of musicians and instruments and cheap overnight bags, nearly half an orchestra sitting, according to their friendships and rivalries, in the seats of the second-class compartments. Another car contains bad dreams. The final train car has no seats, but instead is full of sleeping men, who lie crushed together on their coats in the dark. The door to that one has been nailed shut from the outside. Book 1. Chapter 1. Sofia, the year 2008. The month of May. Impeccable spring weather, and the goddess Capitalism sitting on her long-since tawdry throne. On the top step outside Hotel Forest hovered a young woman, more a girl than a woman, and more a foreigner, which she also was, than anything else. The hotel looked out over NDK, the former communist regime's palace of culture, a giant concrete blossom now patrolled by teenagers.